Florida continues to be third in the nation for human trafficking cases. Most involve young sex trafficking victims, and that number appears to be rising. In 2015, more than 260 were identified. That number grew by almost 100 last year. That's according to a report by the Office of Program Policy Analysis and Government Accountability. It's titled DCF and its lead agencies have not resolved issues related to serving commercially sexually exploited children. And Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary Mike Carroll is not sure of that name.
When reports go out like that and it says DCF and its lead agencies have not resolved issues related to serving commercially sexually exploited children, that's absolutely correct. We have not solved that issue. But I am much more positive than what that title conjures up. Mm-hmm. I really am.
The OPAGA report later states more than half the kids identified as sex trafficking victims may be referred to local services, but it's unclear how many use the services since there's no data, mainly because the cases don't originate in Florida's child welfare system. Still, Carroll thinks what's missing from the 23-page report is some context and perspective, adding Florida has made a lot of gains in its statewide anti-human trafficking efforts.
There's a big issue here about data. Mm-hmm. There's a big issue in here about our screening tool, how we deal with community kids. And all of those things have been issues that we struggle with. But when I think about 3 years ago, there wasn't even a real good understanding of what human trafficking was in this state, what the scale and scope of it was, what impacts it had. And so as we have worked with the community, I think public awareness is up. I think this topic is pervasive now in all of our agencies.
But the OPAGA report does point out that a new law supported by DCF will require the Child Welfare Agency to maintain data on all children classified as commercially sexually exploited, not just those in the foster care system. As in previous reports, OPAGA researchers also identified a number of issues with a human trafficking screening tool developed by DCF and the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice. That tool helps identify young human trafficking victims that investigators may come across in the field, but the report states there are issues with how DCF and DJJ screen for the kids and problems with the tool itself accurately identifying these victims. And Carroll says he sees this as a learning opportunity on things the agencies can be doing better.
I think for the first time we have a screening tool. Mm-hmm. Do we have issues with consistently implementing that tool? Yes. Do we have opportunities to go back and validate it or possibly streamline its use? Absolutely. But we have a tool that we never had before, and it's only been in place for a short period of time. So I looked at that as a positive, not a negative, and I looked at the need to validate that tool and go back and take what we've done and improve upon it as a natural way of doing business.
And DJJ Secretary Christy Daly says with several goals in mind, they have a lot of work to do.
What the report really represents is that, A, there has been progress made, but B, that really what we have outlined moving forward are the right things that we need to be focused on. And I think that's a great thing. I think that, we still have a lot of work to do. And I think that the things that we have outlined as our goals are going to be what really gets us to a very comprehensive approach to this in Florida.
As both Daly and Carroll sit on the Attorney General's Statewide Council for Human Trafficking, Daly says she's especially glad for the work the council does and continues to do to bring more awareness to the issue. Meanwhile, as part of the report, OPAGA researchers did allow DCF and DJJ to give detailed responses to their findings. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.